first parak of Shema, Vahavto, the second pasuk, Vayu Adavarim, Vayin Asher Nechem Itzav Chayim Al Vavecho. And these words, Ha'ela, is actually the pashtas of Ha'ela is referring to L'chor Divrei Torah, as is the mashmoyis of the Hemshech. However, Chazal Darshan is referring to Ha'ela, Kriyashma. Could be also Kriyashma is referred to as Divrei Torah, Your Mekayim Yerchiv Torah, Ayde Kriyashma. But it's used as both regular Divrei Torah and Kriyashma. Now, this is really a Hemshech of the Vahavtas Hashem Leikecho. We have a Chiv of Amas Hashem. One of the basic mitzvahs and the sheish mitzvahs to midyos is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. And that's what we say twice a day. V'haftas Hashem l'kecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol meidecha. The shaila is, how do you come to Ava of the omnipotent that the Ribbono Shel Olam that we never saw, and we never really had a conversation with, we have none of our chushim really connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you come to the Ava? Chazal asked that question. How do you come to this Ava of Hatzas Hashem Leikecho? Any idea beizitzar oyvei noisari? Say Chazal. Rashi brings it down. Sifri. It says that through the Limud HaTorah, that's how somebody comes to the Avas Hashem. That's really one of the two ways that the Rambam writes how to come to Avas Hashem is either through the Bria or through the Torah. The Torah is the derech to come to Avas Hashem. It's one of the unique things about Yiddishkeit is that everything that we're mitzvah to do, even if our chushim, our senses, don't exactly match up to the chiyuvim that we have, there's always a way to get to it. The Ribbono Shel Olam always gives us a tzivui, and there's a way to get to it. If a person is atlas, and a person is supposed to work as atlas, but he's an atlas, what he's supposed to do? So Mesil Sharm says, even do things meets chitzenis, because the chitzenis is where the panemius, the biggest side of the chinuch, that achreya mais im shachma levavis, achrei pulis im shachma levavis. But there's certain ways everything, the Yiddishkeit is set up in such a way that even things that are not matim for our personality, our koyachis, our midos, still we have the koyach to, we do other things and that'll get us to this. How do you come to the Ava? Through Liman HaTorah, that'll bring us to Avas Hashem. Rashi says, what does it mean? Asher neichim etzav chayoyim. That b'chol yoyim yubei nefek yichadoshis. Every day it should be like the Torah is chodesh, it's new. Chavetz Chaim would say, why do we have the midah of curiosity? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu create it? It says for Torah, that even if you learn something once, you should want to learn it another time. If you see, l'havdol, I guess that's why everybody, everything that the Chavetz Chaim would always say, everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu creates, is to be able to have a mashal for Yiddishkeit, for Avedas Hashem. It says, if you look at somebody that has a smartphone, how many times did they take it out to look at the headlines? It could be 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 times an hour. Mamish. Every minute, and it's a lot of times, a few times in a minute. Constantly. What are you doing? There's new headlines. There's new something. It could be that there's something else that's going on. That's the midah. That's the hayoim of that we should need by terror. That there's always, the Sifrei Chaim says something interesting. He says that with regard to food, something which you need to live on, like water and bread, a person doesn't get tired of. You don't say, oh, I ate bread yesterday, I ate bread 2 days ago, I ate bread 3 days ago. Things which are extras, so then a person gets tired of. I remember the story, it's brought down in a Mendel Kaplan book. He got very upset about it, but there was a yeshiva by him. It was 13 days in a row, they had eggs for lunch, I think. They had eggs and red jello. That was the whole lunch. Because so they asked the cook if it's possible maybe they can make red eggs and yellow jello just for a little bit of variety. They should be able to switch it around. 13 days, how many days did you have bread? Probably every single solitary day. People have bread every day for 20, 30, 50, 70 years. They don't get tired of it. When it's something which is not so chiyuni, it's extras, the jello and the eggs, which is added on, that a person gets tired about. So if you understand that there is chiyuni, it's something which you need to live on, then a person doesn't get tired about it. That's a hayoyim. Alva vecho means that it has to be, that's not just the, it remains the yudio. It has to go, kricharayin, into the heart. That's why Doyer Agademi was the Rashi Sanhedrin in the time of Dovan HaMelech. He was somebody that was Reish Viru, in Yedias, he was Spitz. In the door of David HaMelech, he was the Avos Sanhedrin. And Chazal say about him that Kol Terasei Lahayel Min Asaf V'Lachut. It never penetrated inside. It's Min Asaf V'Lachut. It has to be that it, and the ultimate of the Torah is Alev Avecho. V'Shinantem Levanech V'Dibayet Abo. V'Shivtecho V'Yitzecho V'Lechtecho V'Derech V'Shavu G'mecho. The Yerushalayim says that the pinnacle, the quintessential goal of Limud HaTorah and Avodas Hashem is that when it's also in Machshava, also in Maisa, and also in Dibur. It's at all times and it's in all places. So if you look at this first paragraph of Shema, it's not just that we're saying you know, there's the mitzvah of tefillin that you're supposed to wear on your head, and the mitzvah you're supposed to put the mezuzah on. Be'etzem, the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, and Limud HaTorah specifically, is that it should be Alev Avecho, it should be Dainu Machshavo, it should be Mishinantum Levanecho, Levanecho Zilu Talmidim or Elo Abanim, Mishinantum Levanecho should be also in Dibur, and it should also be in Maisa. That's why Ukshartim Leisal Yadecho, that the clay Maisa, your hands should be involved in it also. And it's not just a one-time thing. It's all times of the day. And it's also in all places. Wherever you're going, you can always be poigea in the Avodas Hashem. Shinantam levanech v'dibayt abam chazal darshan shloyu d'varecha elabam. Tasim ikir val tasim aray. Maybe a little bit of a stira. It should be only this, or it should be the ikir. But the ikir should be in the Limud HaTorah. B'shiftecho v'yisecho, v'lechtecho v'aderech, v'shomcho v'kumecho. Whether b'shiftecho l'shevet is a lashon of yeshiva t'oretz, it's a lashon of etik, it's a lashon of when you're sitting in your house, doesn't mean you're sitting and twiddling your thumbs. Whatever it's asked that you have while you're in your house, v'lechtecho v'aderech, even when you're not, you don't have the yeshiva das, you're going out. That's also, you should be thinking and learning Torah. B'shachvav kumecha, during at night or during the day. Chazal darshan this, like we said, also of Kriyishma. But it's also going on vehicle on Limud HaTorah, then it has to be. You go to sleep, you're thinking about learning. You wake up, you're thinking about learning. B'shartam la'is ha'yadecha v'yadecha v'yadecha v'yadecha. It should be on the clay maisa, all your hands. Your hands are tying it, and it's put on your left hand. It connected the heart. It's a ois. Tefillin is an ois, the same way that tzitzis is an ois. It's a melech. His servants wear usually special clothing to show that they're servants of their eved to the melech. This is our ois that we're an eved to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Remember, I was once sitting with Baal Tshuva, and he asked me, one of the reasons that I very much like and enjoy learning with Baal Tshuva is because they asked me all the very simple questions that I have no answers for. And he asked me one time, why do we wear a talis when we daven? I'll get back to you next week. I don't know. Why do we wear a talis when we daven? Derech Hashem talks about it. Derech Hashem, he says that that's the, it's like an eved who's branded with the simur, with the brand of the melech, of the other. And that's what it is when we're wrapping ourselves up. We're totally enveloping ourselves during tefillah. That this is the time of avodah. Of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avodah Shebalev. This is Avodah, we're totally wrapping ourselves up. This is where the ois, that we're Eved of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the end of Tefillin also. It totally surrounds your head, really, with the Ritzuris. It surrounds your whole Mayach, which is the Mishkan of all your thoughts. They should all be Meshubud, Bein Einecha. It should be Bein Einecha. All your actions should be done with the Yedias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind, and write it on your doors. That means every time that you pass by, just to quote the Lashon of the Rambam, because I think it's a Chashva Lashon, of the Inyan of Mezuzah. He says in Inyan of Mezuzah, Chayiv Adam Lizar v'Mezuzah, Sheichoyves HaKol Tomid, V'chol Eish Sheikones V'yetza, Yivka B'yichud Shemay Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time you go out and in, you constantly knock, you're encountering the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yizkor Ahavasai, V'yor Mishinasai, you wake up, V'shigiyosai, Mehavle Hazman Vieda Shein Shum Dover. Or Imri Lailum Omer Lamim Elidiasur Ailam Omiyaru Khoiza Ladaita Behla Budakim Ishur. When a person he realizes that this is the only thing that's really gonna count for us at love. This is the only thing that counts. There are things that count for a year, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 7 years, hopefully 120 years. More than that, there's nothing that counts. What the only thing that counts for La'ad Ul Omer Lamim is Avas Hashem, Yichud Hashem, the things that are nitzchis. These are things. And that's why we have constantly, wherever we are, we bang into the Yichud of Hashem. So the first parak of Shema is Kabbalah Zohar Shemaim. It says, why do, right, Mishnah, and Bracha says, why do we say Shema before Goyim Shemaya? Because Shekava Om Shemaim Lefnei, Shekava Om Mitzvah. That means that we're totally, so if you think about it, this parak paints a picture where everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we think, wherever we go, whatever we're doing, we're totally surrounded by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, by Yediyas Hashem and by Avas Hashem, and by Limud HaTorah. Wherever you're going, your Machshava, your Dibur, your Maisa, whether in your house, whether you're on the way, wherever you go, wherever you're Maisim, you're totally surrounded, you're totally reminded, wherever you go, every time you open it, you enter a room, you're reminded by the mezuzah. Whatever you do, you're totally surrounded, and that's this parak to remember, to be Makabal Shemayim. This is the only thing that counts, this is the only thing that stays, La'ad Ol Meir Lamed.